AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Louisville, Kentucky is the scene of the latest mass shooting.
We believe this is a lone gunman involved in this that did have a connection to the bank. We're trying to establish what that connection was to the business, but it appears he was a previous employee.
Deputy Police Chief Paul Humphrey says at least four people are dead. The shooter was also killed. This happened at a local bank, Old National Bank. Witness J.D. Worley spoke to WHAS-TV.
He's right up on the platform of the main floor here, and I'm just standing right here, you know, watching, like, oh my gosh, something's about to happen. And right then, just gunfire, loud gunfire erupting in both directions. The glass is shattering out of the front doors.
It's not clear yet how the shooter died. Craig Greenberg is the mayor of Louisville.
Pray with us for those who are currently at U of L Hospital, injured, fighting for their lives as a result of another act of gun violence.
Police say two officers in Louisville were shot. One is in surgery. President Biden mixed some politics into today's Easter egg roll at the White House, telling NBC's Al Roker he plans to take part in at least three or four more Easter egg rolls, maybe five. The president said he plans on running for re-election. He just hasn't made it official yet. Nashville officials are poised to vote to reinstate one of the two black Democratic lawmakers expelled by Republican colleagues over their gun control protest on the House floor after a deadly school shooting. A Metro Council vote today could send Representative Justin Jones back after essentially a long weekend. The Taliban banned families and women from restaurants with gardens or green spaces in Afghanistan's northwestern Herat province. The moves follow complaints from religious scholars and members of the public about mixing of genders in such places. Stocks in Wall Street are slipping. This is AP News. More than 100 firefighters battled to save a burning 114-year-old church Easter Sunday in Massachusetts.
The fire started Sunday evening at the Faith Lutheran Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Firefighters from 18 engine companies and 8 ladder companies responded. Part of the church roof collapsed, but the main structure and the steeple were still standing, though heavy smoke was coming from the steeple. The pastor says nobody was in the church when the fire broke out, so there were no injuries reported among the congregants. The cause of the fire was under investigation. I'm Rita Foley.
Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says he expects to be released from a hospital today. The 77-year-old Democrat says he had successful surgery on a minor leg fracture he suffered during a victory parade for the national champion University of Connecticut men's basketball team over the weekend. Blumenthal was bumped from behind by a man walking backward with a camera. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.